Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone. This is Bonnie Kay from the Straight Wives Talk Show. This is a hard-hitting show that discusses the complexity of marriages between straight women to gay men. Each week, my co-host is Misty Hall, and I discuss issues that affect over 4 million women in this country and millions more around the world who find themselves unknowingly married to a gay or bisexual man. If any of you would like to call in and talk to us live, we're happy to take your calls, to take your questions. And in order to call us, get a pencil ready, and I'll give you the listener number or the call-in number. It's area code 646-716-4893. I'll repeat that for you again. It's area code 646-716-4893. So, Misty, how are you this evening?
Well, I am wonderful, especially compared to everyone up north. So all is well in Florida, that's for sure, compared to everyone else.
Yeah, it's been a pretty devastating 48 hours for many people throughout the East Coast.
Mm-hmm.
And all I can say is we're kind of shaky here in Philadelphia, too.
Mm-hmm.
And wondering the anticipation of never having been through a hurricane before. And we also had an earthquake a few days before that.
Yeah.
So it's been kind of a scary week.
Mm-hmm.
But,
yeah,
you know, when I woke up this morning and I saw that everything was cleared out and the rain was stopping, and I was just so grateful because they predicted so much worse.
Mm-hmm. And now,
even though there's terrible flooding throughout the area, you know, I wasn't really affected too much, even though my phone lines are down. But short of that, I'm doing pretty good. But there are a lot of people who are homeless right now. Their houses were flooded out. Their areas were flooded out.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, still a danger factor with all kinds of electrical lines that were knocked down. So I guess it's just been really a catastrophe for some people, luckily not for me. And how about you? Did you have the storm down there at all?
We had a little bit of high wind, but it was nothing. It passed by the East Coast, but it did not. We got some ones they call the outer bands. So
mm-hmm.
There's a lot of heavy rain and high wind, but not hurricane strength wind. So it was nothing compared to what has blown through here before. So we were really lucky. The whole state of Florida was really lucky because I don't think the whole state really got much of anything. Just some heavy rain at times and heavy wind, the wind gusts. But other than that, Florida's lucky this time around.
Yes, really. And
yeah.
Also, I just wanted to mention that next week we will not have a show on because I will be on vacation and hopefully in Bermuda, on my way to Bermuda. So all of our listeners come back in 2 weeks when I come back from my vacation, then we'll be back. And for September, we're going to have some interesting programming going on, including on September 18th, we're going to have a wonderful woman who's a sex therapist talking to women about what is normal sex. Because I think a lot of times, you know, women are really not that experienced when they go into these marriages and they don't know what the expectations are, you know, and then very quickly they become deflated or discouraged. And for some women, they think this is normal. So with our sex therapist coming on, we're going to be discussing what really is normal and how every woman should feel a tremendous sense of excitement over the fact they're making love with their husband. And if they're not, I think you and I both know that one of the first signs that we always tell women is to take a look at your sex life and see how it's diminished over time.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes the time is a short time, sometimes it's a long time, right?
Absolutely. It's always a good indicator.
Mm-hmm. For most couples, it's the main indicator. But a lot of times our women don't have a signal about what the norm is. So our sex therapist, Gloria, she's going to come on and really discuss the different issues. So she'll be more than happy to answer any questions you may have. And it doesn't mean that we necessarily agree with everything she says or does, you know, but she really does counsel people in a really good way as far as actually what the expectations should be. So Gloria will be on with us on September 18th, and so even though we're not here next week, you know, we'll be back the following week, and then, you know, on the 11th, and then on the 18th, Gloria will be here. So, you know, I wanted to mention also that I've been asking people from my support network that are part of the chat room to send in for me, you know, excuses that their husbands would give them of why they didn't want to have sex. And I'm going to compile a list of all these reasons so that when women are thinking maybe it's this or maybe it's that, they can see what other women also were told. So I think a lot of these, you know, issues you can relate to, because when I see them coming in, I'm thinking, boy, this other, you know, her husband said it. Oh, they must have a manual for excuses for gay men on what to tell your wives while you're not having sex, because so many of these are similar. And so many of them are very hurtful and really damage a woman's sense of self-esteem and sexual esteem. But I will be writing about that. And also in September, I'm really excited, Missy, because we have Straight Wives, Shattered Lives Part 2 coming out.
And yes,
that's
when does that
come out? Should be out by mid-September. So
wonderful.
Keeping my fingers crossed. I just talked to my publisher today and, you know, it's in the process, so once again by mid-September, and definitely by the time I have my get-together at the end of the month, you know, it'll be out. And so I'm really excited because that's the story of 22 different women, and all of these stories are different, and yet they're all the same, you know, as far as the emotional impact. How people handle it is different, you know, how people live with it or don't live with it is different. But I think it's really interesting, and the women who write for this book this time are from four different continents. I have women who are from the United States, of course, but also from Australia, several women from there, from Europe, and also from Canada. So it's a pretty diversified group of women who wrote for this book, and some very heart-wrenching stories that really, really made me cry while I was, you know, doing the editing.
Mm-hmm.
To think about, you know, day in and day out, the suffering that so many women really do for years at a time because they really don't understand what's happening to them.
Oh, I know, it's terrible.
Yeah, I know. And a lot of times I think women really blame themselves for that. And, you know, they blame themselves that they didn't know. But I often say, how would you know when your husband himself didn't really know or he was in denial to himself? Do you agree with that?
Absolutely. It's so hard to process all the information and trying to understand discovering that your husband's gay, especially when you just said that maybe he doesn't even know he's gay. So it's really hard to wrap your head around all this information. It just takes so long. It's so easy to remain in denial, especially if the husband remains there, you know, because a gay husband's prone to, that's in a relationship with a straight woman, is prone to label himself as anything but gay because he doesn't understand it himself most of the time. And when that happens, it just seems like it's just a whole issue of everyone being stuck in the process and hardly anyone moving forward, everyone asking questions, especially the straight wife, you know, what can I do to make this better when she doesn't understand what's going on, and we just keep trying and trying and trying. It's just a horrible place to be.
Mm-hmm. It is. And, you know, just to change the subject for a moment, but it really ties in with this whole conversation. I sent a newspaper clipping out to our women in our chat room. I wanted to share it with our listeners, and it's from the Huffington Post this week, and it refers to Phil Hinkle from Indiana. We talked about him a few weeks ago when we started talking about Craigslist. And in this article, it says, Phil Hinkle says, I'm not gay, amid sex scandal fallout. So here it says, an Indiana Republic state lawmaker resisting calls to resign after becoming embroiled in a sex scandal insists, I am not gay, according to the Indianapolis Star. The Indianapolis Star reported that email suggests Republican Representative Philip Hinkle arranged to pay Cameron Gibson up to $140 for a really good time, quote unquote. The paper published emails between Hinkle and Gibson detailing a plan for them to meet at a downtown Indianapolis hotel. The Star reported Hinkle didn't contest the emails, but he said he was aware of a shakedown taking place. In an interview with the local Indiana station, 6 News on Wednesday, the embattled lawmaker said he made arrangements to meet Gibson in person, but denied any intention of pursuing a sexual encounter. The Star reported earlier this month that Hinkle exposed himself when the pair met in person. The pair reportedly connected on Craigslist. Gibson indicated it was a listing to which Hinkle responded that he's 20 years old. According to the Star, however, Gibson says he is actually just 18. Indiana Governor Mitch Daniels, a Republican, called the situation a tragedy. Hinkle suggested to 6 News that his actions were stupid, but he did not break the law. Quote, I don't know what was going through my mind, he said. I don't know why I did what I did. The Journal Gazette reported earlier this week that Hinkle indicated in a statement that he will not run for re-election in the next election cycle. The Republican lawmaker, however, stood firm in resisting calls for him to resign. So here's another gay man claiming he's not gay. He's just highly misunderstood. And, you know, I'm not sure if I mentioned this last week, but Hinkle was very involved in anti-gay legislation in Indiana, which I didn't know when we originally discussed this. But I think this is typical of, you know, gay men who are so hidden and trying to pretend that they're straight that, you know, they have to out-straight the straight people. So they'll look for any way they can to knock gay people or to participate in anti-gay legislation. I mean, I think it's so sad to have to live that way. Don't you, Misty?
Yes. Any time that you're covering up your truth of who you are and living different lives, it's terrible. You know, it's terrible. I can't imagine. I just can't imagine the stress that goes along with that, trying to keep up with your stories, trying to cover things up. It just couldn't be easy. And I'm grateful I don't live that way.
Well, I think that, you know, when I'm reading some of the comments on that posting, like, let's see, one says, Democrats involved in a sex scandal are hounded until they resign. Republicans keep their job and act like it never happened. Well, that's somewhat true here. This person said, Phil Hinkle, do the respectable thing, be honest. Learn from Roy Ashburn and stop living a lie, trying to demonize and stop trying to legislate against gays. You will feel much better about yourself and people might actually start respecting you. Well, that's pretty true, right?
Mm-hmm.
Somebody wrote, of course he's not gay. He's very sad. Sad he got caught. Sad he had to explain this to his wife after she heard about it on the telephone. Sad he had to tell his family after they heard about it on TV. Sad he can't take his way through anymore. Sad he can't look anyone in the eye again. And the man in the mirror screams back at him when what a sham his whole life has been. No, he's not happy. Good. This one says, another right-wing Bible Belt Republican. Is anyone surprised? And this one says, the best actors in the world, either for tragedy, comedy, history, pastoral, comical, historical, pastoral, tragic, historical, tragic, comical, historical, pastoral, for the love of writ and the liberty, these are only men. These are the only men. Well, I guess it's true. I mean, they are good actors, right?
Mm-hmm. They certainly are.
Well, they were quoting what Hamlet said, the best actors in the world. That was a quote from Hamlet.
Mm-hmm.
But, as, like I say, really, here's another one. My cursor got me from, really, and poof, here I am, another group denial of homosexual sex. Another guy says, what part of I pay male prostitutes for sex in hotels would lead you to believe I was gay? Well, that's true. One said, resign, and not because you are or are not gay. One said, of course he didn't resign. Only Democrats get forced out of office amid scandal. Someone else wrote, I'm not gay. I just wanted to offer a teen a job. Get rid of him. And one wrote, well, whatever it is, I'm sure it's very hard work on Hinkle's staff. Apparently it takes a lot of effort working under him as he is quite demanding. All of his male staffers are right behind him on the scandal. He's a straight-up guy and regularly checks the mail, taking receipt of multiple large packages daily, proving that he can do just as much as a guy half his age, and that he can lead from the back as well as from the front. Well, I mean, they don't seem too favorable about him. The guy who recently voted for a constitutional amendment banning gay marriage, I guess he just wants to have a gay old time and not marry him.
Mm-hmm.
And here, as you say, you are 20 online when you aren't. You reportedly exposed yourself to this 18-year-old when you met. You suggested that you meet at a hotel for a really good time. You say you aren't gay, with 3 out of 4 suggesting that your final statement is a bit of a lie. Maybe you might as well admit it. But, you know, the problem is that in his mind, he's probably not gay. Because,
mm-hmm.
you know, it's so easy to be in denial. I think that we know that, right?
I think so. I think many straight wives have experienced that situation.
Let's see some more of these comments. It's amazing. Here it says, now the tragedy is that people vote for these hypocritical lumps. There has been no shortage of Republicans who preach one thing and then do something behind closed doors. And it's funny how they want to legislate what the rest of us do in the most private of spaces. Next one says, I'm not gay. I made arrangements to meet a man in a hotel room for a good time. So how does that make me gay? Another one wrote, maybe the good time was a cake and balloon animals. Another guy wrote, is anyone starting to see a pattern here? One wrote, it's just like the story man said. I am not married. My wife is. This one says, what's with the jellyfish, the fact they have no brains? It says, dude, you should be more ashamed of being a Republican than being a still closeted gay man. This one says, Hinkle takes his teabagging seriously. Sorry, Phil, Larry Craig already used that line. You're going to have to come up with a new one. Another one says, of course he's not gay. He has never been gay, and he loves his wife. On the other hand, is it really anybody's business what he does in the privacy of the bathroom stall anywhere, such as in an airport or in any other respectable Republican? So, I mean, I don't see anything that was really in his favor here. Here's when I read a little poem. Hinkle, Hinkle, little star, how I wonder what you are. Up above the world so high, like a hypocrite in the sky. When the blazing sun is gone, when he nothing shines upon, then you show your little light, Hinkle, Hinkle, all the night. So, yeah, it doesn't look like there's very much they're favoring him at all. I think people were pretty angry over that.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, like I say, it's hard when some people are trying to, you know, fight for their authentic rights to be gay, and others are just, you know, knocking them down. And especially when it comes from someone who is, you know, gay. You know,
yeah.
That makes it much harder a blow. And I think that would be with any minority that's trying to look for acceptance, I would think.
Yeah, I would think so, too.
So do you think his wife was aware of it, Misty? Prior to this time?
You know, I don't know. I've worked with many women that were completely clueless about the whole situation and found it as a shock. And I've worked with many women that felt something was wrong during their entire marriage. So, you know, I don't know. Either way, I'm sure she's devastated, whether she knew or didn't know. You know, we know what it's like to discover that. And I can't imagine what it's like for it to be splattered all over the newspapers. You know, at least my situation wasn't such as that. So I'm sure it's even more embarrassing. I'm sure she and the whole family probably wants to leave town and leave the country.
I'm sure she does.
You know, it's just, yeah, I mean, it's sad. It really is. I can't imagine what she's going through because she, you know, she can't be held accountable for what he does, yet we know as straight wives, we're oftentimes accused of making someone gay or doing this or doing that. So she's probably getting a lot of comments that are not very supportive.
Well, I think a lot of people must be saying the same thing to her as they said to us. You know, what do you mean you didn't know? How could you know?
Right.
Especially when people say there's been reports going on for a while, you know, about his behavior for the last few years. People have been having rumors about him. So I don't think they just have indiscriminate rumors about every single politician. There has to be something that leads people to believe that.
Mm-hmm.
Want to say one thing?
Well, I'm, I'm sure, you know, where there's smoke, there's fire. So, you know, I'm sure something has led up to that. Been reports of that. But also, you got to remember, sometimes the partner married to, and this is straight or gay, it doesn't matter, when someone's having an affair and the other person's completely unaware, usually the person is the last one to know if they're completely unaware of the situation. So, you know, who knows?
Well, you don't know. And we currently have women who are in their 50s and 60s who come to us who had no clue and who would have guessed anything except that. I mean, it was like a total shock when they found out, you know, or else they thought they had a great marriage and maybe the only thing missing was sex. But, you know, they grew to think that when people have been married for a while, then sex kind of diminishes anyway. So they don't think that that's really a big issue. Mm-hmm. Which I'm not sure really if that's true or not. I mean, you know, I'm sure that sex diminishes, you know, to some degree during certain times in a marriage. But I would think that when those, you know, under stress or when there's problems with the kids or financial stuff, but then when things are more back on track, then it should be resuming.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
You know, but when it's diminishing for, without any reason, then I think you really have to think about it. Wouldn't you say so, too?
Yes, I think anything has a cycle. A relationship, so you know the sexual relationship is going to cycle, I think. But like you said, it should eventually get back on track. If you know someone's been really stressed, I mean there may not be much sexual contact between the couple. When people age, there may be health issues. However, I think a clear difference is that even though those things can be true. With someone, if you're married to someone straight, there's still going to be intimacy. Most of our women do not get any intimacy from their gay partner. You know, there's touching, there's hugging, and it's different. You know, it's just different. It's really hard to explain. It's like there's almost when you there's no almost no connection when there's the touching. A straight person to a gay person, they're in a relationship together. It's just really odd, I think. It's hard to put into words. However, I'm sure there's many straight wives out there that understand exactly what I'm talking about. And when, you know,
well, you know what I think a key factor is missing? Now, I don't hear straight marriages talking this way. But from our women, and I know that you hear the same thing, that if you had to define how the marriage is, even for those marriages where the husband is a nice guy, because there are marriages like that.
Mm-hmm.
I think women would define it by, it's like living with my brother.
Mm-hmm. It's like a roommate type situation. Mm-hmm.
Roommate or my brother. And I think that has to be something key. Because I don't hear straight people talk like that, even when there's diminished sex. And they say, oh, it's like living with my brother.
Right. There's a charge with the relationship when it's a heterosexual relationship. You know, or, you know, it's like that, it's almost like the best word I can use to describe it, there's some electricity between the couple, you know, and a straight person married to a gay person, it usually lacks that electricity, for lack of a better word to describe that, that charge, mm-hmm. that intimacy, that sexual contact, it's just really different.
It is, and I think that it was really pretty much missing from the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, that's not to say that you didn't have sex or you didn't perform with your wife or that you may not have necessarily not enjoyed it. Maybe you did enjoy it, but it's not the same kind of enjoyment and excitement that a gay man feels over being with a man. And, I mean, it would be the same thing as if we were going to have sex with someone who's a cousin. I mean, I'm not saying we couldn't do it, but it doesn't mean that you really want to or feel excited about it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's not what making love should be about. It shouldn't be just because you have to do it. I mean, nobody should have to feel like they have to, you know, make love to someone. That's pretty sad. That's kind of missing the whole point. Making love should be an expression of your love for someone and wanting to please that person and make him, you know, make her happy. But, you know, so often in these marriages, that whole concept gets so lost.
Mm-hmm.
So the woman just spends most of her time trying to figure out why her husband doesn't want her. And that's why, you know, I'm really hoping that when people read some of these, you know, ways that their husbands have rejected them, you know, like some of the things that these men say, that they'll realize that, you know, well, I'll read just a few for you. I'm not going to read, you know, there's so many of them that women have sent me.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, one is, I turned him off because I asked for it. By the way, I only ask maybe once a month. And I think that that's a natural defense somehow if you're asking for sex too much. Then she said, is that all you think about is sex? I think a lot of our women have been told that.
Yeah.
He says it's not a perfect world and I can't have everything. Now, here's one that's come up from, I have from 7 women this week so far. He hates the way they smell.
Yeah.
And, you know, that they insulted them about, you know, having body odor or smelling down there. And I think, you know, how much more degrading can you be than to complain that a woman smells?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, she does smell like a woman, but, you know, that shouldn't be the problem. Problem is you're a gay man and you don't like that smell. Another one is that, let's see, came home from work early to surprise him, thought we might have sex. He said, don't ever come home without telling him first again. You know, it's just like so many of these excuses are like repeated. He said, another one said, if you would clean up the house, I would. You know, like making it, she's a slob, that's why he doesn't want to make love to her. You know, watching you cook and clean turns me on. You're too big, you're too fat, you're a nymphomaniac. You know, or it's too worn out, you use the vibrator too much. I mean, how much more degrading can you be than that? It's broke, one other woman wrote in, it's broke. When I would ask him for a hug, he would say, no, I don't feel like it right now. Then sometimes he would say, give it time, it'll come back to me. You know, so there's so many more. That's why I want to pile these all up together. And you'll see how often women hear these excuses. And for those women who aren't quite sure, I think this might, you know, really help them in confirming that gay men say this stuff to their wives. Now, I can't say that I've ever heard a straight man say this stuff, have you?
I haven't heard of it. I mean, I'm sure that there are some, but it's not, I just don't think you'd hear about it near the extent that you do when it's a straight gay relationship.
Yeah, and I think another clue and another hint that our women always tell us about, so I like to have women who are listening to this, you know, they'll find all kinds of sexual enhancer pills, you know, Viagra, Cialis, and, you know, the husbands are telling them, well, I got these because I wanted to use it for us, but, you know, it's still not working. So I think that's a very common excuse. They're buying these sexually enhancing drugs, not for you, no matter what they tell you. That's only when you find them that they tell you that. But they're using it in their own relationships with other men. So I think that's something we hear quite often, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's really sad. Yeah, we hear that one often.
Mm-hmm.
Very often.
So we're trying to get together like a complete guide of things to look for and how to look for them. And, you know, hopefully that'll help women in the future as far as defining what the situation is. So tonight, Misty and I said we're going to cut our show short since we have so many disconnections as far as from the storm. My cell phone only has limited time and electricity. So, you know, but we did want to get on and say hello to everybody and to tell you not to give up hope and to keep fighting and, you know, reaching out for support. You know, Misty has wonderful kinds of support. You can see her website at Misty, is it MistyLynnHall.com, Misty?
Uh-oh. It's MistyHall.com.
Let me see, let me have it. I have it all here because I send it out to everybody who sends in for me for information. But it's MistyHall.com, correct?
Mm-hmm, that's correct.
And Misty has a beautiful website, www.MistyHall.com. She has a beautiful website where you can see all kinds of different strategies and things, and she has a blog and also information about her coaching services. And you can always write to me at bondk@aol.com. And for those people who feel the need to connect, we're having our get-together here at the end of September in Philadelphia. So just email me if you're interested in information. I'll be happy to send it to you. And the most important thing is to stay connected. Don't feel like you're alone or going through this alone. And even though we won't be here next week, we'll be back in 2 weeks, and hopefully everybody's weather will be fine. And we'll come back for a refreshing session of Straight Wives Talk Show. So, Misty, I'll let you say goodnight to everybody first.
Good night and love to all.
All right, everybody. Love to you all, and we'll talk to you in 2 weeks. Bye-bye.